Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, wellness, health, egalitarianism, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, we're very fortunate to be joined by a very powerful activist, an evolved soul on this planet, Sumaya VB. And Sumaya is joining us via Skype from the Canary Islands. She lives on the island of Lanzarote, one of the 8 Canary Islands. The Canary Islands are located off the coast of West Africa. Sumaya is a sound technician at a radio station on the island, and she is an eclectic music lover and a DJ. Sumaya is also the regional organizer for Spain for the Cube of Truth, AV Anonymous for the Voiceless. Much of her career had been in hospitality and tourism, and she has been a vegan since 2019, and she has also lived in Cape Town. Born of a South African mother, Uruguayan father. I'm greatly honored that Sumaya is joining us. Welcome, Sumaya, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The honor is truly mine.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all you do, both in your outreach activism on the streets, which I'm anxious to hear about, and also your online contributions. You are full of wisdom. When you write, I read your words and reread them. I'm like so inspired and empowered by you. Thank you. And even your food posts are very inspirational as well. So I'm looking forward to a wide range of topics in our interview today.
Thank you so much, Marlene. I can say the same. I mean, you've been an inspiration since day one. And I would like to really thank you for all your support and appreciation you've showed me through these years, we can say now, years.
Yes, yeah,
so thank you. That's all I can say to you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, let's start with hearing about the Cube of Truth on Lanzarote and also on the other islands as well.
Yeah, well, I woke up to veganism and obviously I had been learning from very important activists in the world. So I had this fire already before I even knew I was becoming vegan, like from one day to the other. I knew that's what I would want to be doing. But I had to wait a little bit till I had the chance to travel to a different island because there was nothing going on where I lived at that moment. So I became an activist a few months after, and I had the chance to do the first Cube of Truth in the neighbor island of Gran Canaria. There was a big event going on there. It was kind of like a cube of cubes. That meant there was like over approximately between 70 and 80 activists in one day. I had a fantastic experience. And then obviously I knew I wanted to continue doing that where I live. So I took over the chapter that was going on in Lanzarote with another colleague. And ever since, really, it's been 3 years now, on the fourth year.
Wonderful. So for those who might not be familiar with Cube of Truths, can you give a little bit of detail about it, please?
Yes. The Cube of Truth is a performance. It's a street action and performance that was ideated by the founders of Anonymous for the Voiceless, Asal Alamdari and Paul Bashir. They very cleverly put together this whole way of reaching people and holding people accountable for the choices they make in the streets. So A cube of truth is basically a formation that stands for a cube. That's when we have four people, it's easy to do a cube, but there can also be one person cubes and two people cubes. So basically they're holding screens showing the horrific atrocities humans inflict on animals, on non-human animals. And when people are interested and they stop, because we never force an interaction, and it has to be the bystanders who show their interest first, then we get permission to start an outreach conversation. And then basically we just hold them accountable for what they're seeing on the screens, and giving the message that nothing else but becoming vegan is acceptable, to be consistent in their, I would say, almost 100% beliefs that they are not animal abusers. So that's what the job is about. And when I say job, it's because it's very hard to talk to people on the street that are very attached to their cognitive dissonance and egos. So it's not an easy thing to do, but it is very rewarding in terms of an activist knowing that they're doing the right thing. It's almost, well, the way I see it, if you become vegan, it's almost impossible not to want to get out there and talk to people, and do it in a fierce way. I mean, if when you're defending animals, there's no other way to defend animals than the way you would want to be defended if you were in the animal's position. Accountability is all that matters, and that's the mission, holding people accountable 100% for the choices they make and their actions, because you can't claim to be against animal abuse, and then next thing you do is go to the supermarket and pay for animal abuse. It doesn't make any sense. So when you have the truth in one hand, it is pretty easy to give this message to anyone, really. So that's the cube of truth, basically. And the fact that it's a very neat and well thought specific aesthetic performance, it always draws people attention to it. We stand there as basically soldiers for the animals. So yeah, I'm very honored and proud to be a part of something like this, I must say. I'm a proud AV volunteer and organizer, if I can say that.
Thank you very much, and I'm thrilled that you are active with Cube of Truth in a tourist region.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's many cities in the world that have a big tourism affluence, I guess. But Canary Islands obviously basically live on tourism. So it's very easy to get people from other nations in outreach conversations. So that's great. I mean, at the end of the day, veganism is a global justice issue, and it doesn't matter who we talk to. And there's so much work to do, that you're never going to get to talk to everyone. So it doesn't matter when you get out there, what time or which day, or if you take more time or less time to be out there certain days, there's always going to be people to talk to, because there's so many non-vegans, if not almost 100% of population in the world. It's a very hard time in history to be caught up in this social justice issue. I mean, for us, for vegans, I mean, to be fighting for animals. Sometimes I may think that it's only going to take a few decades to see a more normalized vegan world, but sometimes it seems ages away. So we have to kind of live in that emotional roller coaster. But as long as we're doing we're working every day. That's all we can do for the time we are here on Earth. We can just spend the rest of our days speaking up for animals, can't we?
Yes, and I was happy to see not too long ago Jeanette Turner, who's originally from Colombia, now in the UK, that she came down from the UK and joined you for a Cube of Truth event.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. It's Janet came over. I mean, I was thrilled to have her because we had been in touch for quite some time before she decided to travel here. And it's always wonderful for me to have activists from other countries. I've had a colleague from Holland. Somebody else came from Germany. So that's what we get when we become activists. Also, like one of the dreams is to be able to travel and, in my case, do Cubes of Truth anywhere in the world. And I'm hoping I'll be able to travel in the future, go anywhere I can. Unfortunately, I mean, we live in this world and we have jobs and we have obligations and we have also budgets and stuff. But if that was not the case, I think I would be actually dedicating my life to traveling around and meeting every activist I could.
Yes. And I'm grateful that Asal and Paul founded the AV Anonymous or the Voiceless Cube of Truth in Australia. And also, speaking of Australia, I respect the work of vegan psychologist Claire Mann, who wrote the book Vistopia. So it just is such a, like what you were just saying, it's a lot of work, but we got to keep at it. And again, thank you, Sumaya, for all the work that you're doing.
I think it's a duty to do it, so I don't think there's much to thank about because it's something that comes from the gut. I mean, you do it. It comes naturally, and I thank you too, Marlene. And yeah, definitely, it's a really hard time to live in this world because how can we break through thousands of years of conditioning and the challenges we face when talking to non-vegans are sometimes so like brick wall hard that you have to wonder what is it that came into humans to not be able to get rid of the ego. I mean, we know some do. We know some do. But when we talk about the difficulties, we have to talk about the people who don't want to see, who will come up with the most ridiculous, horrifying responses.
We're listening to Sumaya VB, the Anonymous for the Voiceless, regional organizer for Spain. Sumaya is joining us from Lanzarote, Spain, the Canary Islands. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Malina Massachusetts. Throughout this program, we're listening to the music of vegan musician Synthesis. That's S-I-N, capital T-H-E, capital S-I-S, Synthesis. This is Saturn. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Sumaya VB in the Canary Islands. Much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Fortunate to be joined by Sumaya VB in Lanzarote, Spain, one of the Canary Islands, located off the coast of West Africa. Samaya is the AV anonymous for The Voiceless, Cube of Truth, regional organizer for Spain.
Keep up with that level of self-control and be able to put that, because obviously when you're interacting with somebody else, as much as professionalism you want to hold on to, we still got feelings. So we have to train. It's a training. You have to practice and you have to train your mind, and it's a like 24-hour thing, because we're dealing with this nonstop all around us. You can get a conversation anywhere, out in the street, in the supermarket. If you hear something, you just want to intervene maybe and end up having a short conversation, or you just want to say something and leave it out there for the people to, for the person to think about and leave with something. But yes, living in a non-vegan world, surrounded by all your loved ones and your family and all your environment, it's not easy to detach as much as you do and you would want to, because we are dependent in this world. We still live in this society, in this civilization. And unless you have the possibility to just like go somewhere else in the woods and grow your own food, it's not a choice you have to not deal with non-vegan. So it is extremely draining. And the mental gymnastics, I heard in one of your posts recently, that lady called Tonya your vegan friend, was referring to all the time. Mental gymnastics is exactly what we have to do every single day. Not only because of the things we read, the things we hear on the media, or the things we hear people say, or the things we are aware of in people's behaviors and mind patterns. If we had to intervene every single minute of the day when we recognize something, we would literally not stop the whole day. So it is draining and tiring, and we have to kind of find that balance between being the person you want to be, being able to pull through the day, being able to achieve your own projects, and fight for the animals. And it's a big melting pot, and energy needs to be managed in a different way, I think. Before becoming vegan, we knew about the injustice going on in the world, all the other injustices. But most of them are not in our hands. So, but this one is. That's the difference. This one is. But what I mean is that we knew injustice was going on in the world, but we were still going on with our lives, whereas in animal liberation, I mean, literally everyone around you is contributing to this injustice. So it becomes even harder.
That's true. Yeah. So again, thank you. And to all the vegan activists worldwide.
Yes, and now that you've said that, I would like to thank all the activists around the world too. There are many people out there doing incredible work. Not only they are super talented and super dedicated and have mind-blowing skills, but I just want to thank them on a human, just basic human level. I mean, they're the reason I'm doing this now.
Thank you, Samaya. Now I'd like to ask you just some questions on a personal level, and that's the beautiful food posts that you share sometimes. They look beautiful, and they sound delicious, so I'd like to hear about the potato curry.
Okay. So the truth, Marlene, is that there's no secret behind food in terms of you just have to work with what you have. Sometimes you just have one or two ingredients. And when you become vegan and understand that it's not about eating luxuriously every single time, it's about the nutrients you get, then maybe just eating a plate of brown rice for one meal is a treasure to us, and cut some slice of tomato or any other vegetables. So we can very easily create a tasty dish out of just a few ingredients. The potato curry, I didn't have many different vegetables at the moment that I decided preparing it, so I just threw in a zucchini. I really blended it with the garlic and the onion to make it a thicker sauce. And then I had potatoes. I had small potatoes. I just peeled them and prepared the curry with the potatoes in, but no other veggies and nothing else. Throwed a bit of quinoa inside there for the nutrients. So sometimes you just do the dish knowing what's in it. That's going to nurture your body. I never knew or read anywhere that you put quinoa in a curry. But if you look at the picture, you can see the tiny bits of quinoa in there. And at the end of the day, just thinking of all the good stuff that you're putting in your body. And definitely, well, curry is a no-brainer. It's easily delicious just because of the ingredients, the fresh ginger, the garlic, the smoked paprika, and all the other herbs. So easy, delicious meals, delicious vegan meals. And then when you have a few leftovers, like a little piece of onion, a little piece of carrot, a little piece of a few parsley leaves. You just use all and do your own mix. That's how I function most of the time.
Wow, thank you.
At the end of the day, people have gone through a lot. We've gone through a lot in the past 2 years. We well know about it. And activism after the infamous episode has suffered. I mean, it's noticeable that it's been hard to recover to its full activity from before, but it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you just have to keep on going.
That's right. The forces are, in my opinion, trying to undermine the vegan movement, but
yeah,
we'll survive and win.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely win. And if we're not here at the time and age that it happens, then at least we'll know we lived our lives in the best of our ability and consistency with our values. That's all we can take with us, is that we did everything we could while we were here. And we did what we could for the animals. And we never stopped speaking up for them while we were alive. I think that's the ultimate goal every activist should have. I mean, life is not going to be easy. We're going to be facing our own challenges, but not stopping is the clue.
Yes, thank you, Samaya. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, and I look forward to following more of your social media posts.
Thank you very much for having me. It's truly a pleasure and an honor. I'm actually lost for words. I don't know what else I can tell you to thank you for giving me this opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Thank you, Sumaya, and rock on.
Rock on. Be vegan. Speak up.
You know what we do. We do. Get big on it. Ooh. Your synthesis. Drop that knowledge on it.
So the truth are the lies, and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include, and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
Used to keep the truth hidden.
So the truth are the lies, and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include, and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
Keep the truth hid.
The education system solves the mind manipulation, feeding fairy tales and biased information to the children.
Like the heroic tale of Christopher Columbus discovering America while leaving out the plundering.
The murder and the genocide, the violence is de-emphasized.
A one-sided history with conquest glorified.
Teaching yet another generation of children that invasion and domination's cause for celebration.
We're listening to the music of Synthesis. This song is called Indoctrination.
The brainwashing's begun in public schools and elementary. Lesson number one is never question the authorities. Lesson number two, base your success upon conformity. Lesson number three, follow the rules and all the policies. Lesson number four, don't disagree with their philosophies. Five, don't seek the truth because the truth is a conspiracy.
The truth are the lies and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
Used to keep the truth hidden.
Some of the words by Sumaya VB.
The message to non-vegans, it's unacceptable to know what you know at this time and age and not react. And for vegans to witness this and still have to find the strength to do what we do is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, and you should just wake up and do what's right. Now, there's no time. Animals don't have any time. And it's the right thing to do. And your duty as a non-vegan is to become vegan and speak up.
Much thanks to Sumaya for joining us on Vegan Nation. Sumaya is the Anonymous for the Voiceless, Cube of Truth, regional organizer for Spain. Sumaya joined us from Lanzarote, Canary Islands. And much thanks to Synthesis for sharing her music. And much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its
management. Imposed by Bush Sr., enacted by his son, to funnel more kids into the prison system. Because standardized tests were invented as a method used to pick out the elite, the very basis of eugenics.
They say the truth are the lies, and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include, and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
Used to keep the truth.
The truth are the lies, and the lies are the truth. The indoctrination starts the way they educate the youth. The stories to include, and the facts to be omitted. Authoritarian rules.
Used to keep the truth hidden.
Jupiter by Synthesis. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you peace, health, and freedom.